C3 AI software allows you to develop AI applications with less code, less resources, and less maintenance. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, January 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's time to gather up all your receipts from last year and keep an eye out for your year-end income statements. The IRS says it will begin accepting individual income tax returns on January 24th, but it entered 2022 still trying to wade through paperwork and tax returns going back 2 years.
They don't have millions of pieces of mail sitting in trailers anymore, but they're still not as caught up as they'd like to be. They're dealing with a bunch of work left over from last year while they're still dealing with the coming year.
On today's show, we'll check in with our tax reporter Richard Rubin on what you can do to ensure getting your tax refund quickly. That's after the break.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your SAP installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Uncle Sam has got his hand out again. The IRS will start accepting individual tax returns later this month, but the agency is already sounding the alarm about customer service issues and a mountain of backlog documents that could slow down the process of some taxpayers getting their refund. Let's get a status update from WSJ tax reporter Richard Rubin. He joins us from Washington. Hey, Rich, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So, Rich, you've been on with us going back to the early days of the pandemic, talking about this paperwork backlog at the IRS. Why is it still going on?
Because there's a lot of paper, and paper begets more paper at the IRS. So if you file a paper return or any return and there's a problem with it, they'll send you a letter, and then you have to respond to that letter, and then they have to respond to that letter. And so until the issues get resolved, there's a lot of paper that goes back and forth in trying to deal with these issues. And so, yes, they've been making progress. They don't have millions of pieces of mail sitting in trailers anymore, but they're still not as caught up as they'd like to be. And now as we head into this year's tax filing season, they're dealing with a bunch of work left over from last year while they're still dealing with the coming year.
How could that affect people who are sending in their tax returns this year?
So the real thing is, if you need human hands or human assistance at the IRS, things will take longer. If you don't, things won't take longer. So if you're filing electronically and you're requesting a direct deposit and the information that you provide the IRS matches the information they have, including on things like the advanced child tax credit and stimulus payments, then that's going to put you in a situation where things will move along smoothly. If you start talking about paper checks, people with issues that need resolution, errors, mismatching, then that's going to slow things down.
Yeah, you know, for some people filling out their tax returns this year, it can be a little complex. You mentioned having to account for child tax credits and stimulus payments. What are people dealing with?
I mean, they're dealing with trying to reconcile payments they might have gotten during 2021 from the government with how that plays into their tax returns. And it's going to vary by person, so we can't get into all of those details. But the IRS is sending out information to households now that will explain, here's how much our records show you received in these payments. And if there are discrepancies, you're going to have to try and resolve them eventually. But if there aren't, you should try and use the information the IRS has and make sure it matches when you file your return.
But if someone is accounting for child tax credits or stimulus payments, will that necessarily slow down the process of their return getting through the IRS?
No, it shouldn't. In fact, if you don't account for them on your return, it should slow things down. So if you have one child who's age 10, and so you're entitled to a $3,000 child tax credit for 2021, you receive $1,500 of that in advance. To the extent that you're telling the IRS, yes, in fact, I did receive $1,500 of that in advance, and that matches their records, you're going to want to reflect that. If you tell the IRS, no, I didn't get any money, and their records show that you got $1,500 in monthly payments from July through December, then that's the kind of thing that's going to cause some problems.
Now, you mentioned the IRS is saying it could be difficult getting someone on the phone if they need customer service. The IRS has been sounding the alarm on that. But if someone has questions about their return, what's the best way to get an answer?
If the questions are about the tax law itself, the IRS has lots of good information on its website. They also have an online account system that has some limited use. But the more specific the question gets to your situation, you know, was a payment received? Is there an error? How do I clear up the mistake? The more difficult it's going to be.
By the way, if someone is still waiting for their 2020 tax returns to be processed, can they still file their 2021 returns?
They can. I can't necessarily promise that that's going to be a smooth or fast process or that the gap there won't cause some issues. But, you know, you still, in fact, are legally obligated to file your 2021 tax return or seek an extension by April 18th in most cases. So, you know, you really can't wait for the IRS to finish the prior year. You still have that obligation just like you would in a regular year.
Sure. Well, now I want to ask, the tax filing deadline this year is April 18th. Why isn't it the 15th like it usually is?
So a couple things. The April 15th is Emancipation Day, which is a local holiday here in the District of Columbia. So that means that everybody's tax returns, tax deadline gets delayed until April 18th. In Maine and Massachusetts, April 18th is also Patriots Day. So if you're in one of those two states, you have until April 19th.
Now, despite all the delays the IRS is dealing with, what steps does the IRS say that taxpayers can take to get their tax refund within 21 days of filing like normal?
Right. So that 21-day promise, not really a promise, but that 21-day goal is for things that move quickly. So it's things electronic filing, no errors or discrepancies, no direct deposit request with correct bank information. And if there's no problem, it should sail through like it normally does. There just will be inevitably people who get caught up in those problems.
Now, the IRS wound up extending the filing deadline the past 2 years. Any chance of that happening again this year?
Maybe. They certainly have not said that, and they said there's no plans to right now. They obviously can't guarantee that here in January what things will look like in April. I think if you had asked us in January of 2020 if they were going to have a regular filing season, we would all have been like, of course we would. So everything is unknown, but I think at the moment, Treasury officials were very clear that there is no plan to extend the filing date. If you are in a place that's had natural disasters, the IRS does do extensions in those circumstances. So it's worth keeping an eye on those.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your SAP installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.